you're fortunate enough to have a walk-in wardrobe or an area in your home which is specifically designed or set up so that no noise can get in or get out, then good for you, well done. You probably have a very unique apartment, house, flat, place, wherever you live. But not everyone does. A lot of people live in cities and they live next to roads and they live, you know, there's neighbors, children, pets, families, you know, there's a lot of noise around us. So we, most of us who even want to work more professionally in voiceover have to make adjustments and they have to move things around. And, you know, workstations aren't always permanent. You have to move in and out of places. So what I'm going to try and do is show you a couple of examples in this video of setting up, one, a permanent workstation in the home environment and finding the best place for that, but also, two, maybe one that's not so permanent. And if you had to set up something that you could work with and take down again to suit your space and your time, then that should also be quite useful for those who need to do that. Up until recently, I've been working here in this room, and you can see there's the ceiling, there's some books over here, there's a window, there's a mat on the floor. Sorry about the mess, I've been moving things around. And that is a huge light box. But you can see up here, I've got a couple of pillows, a cover there, another cover here, which I've been hanging in this area, and then bringing the mic down into, you see, covering that corner, and then speaking down here. But it's far from ideal. And also, when I've been doing stuff that doesn't need to be worried about the sound too much, I've been doing it here. But there's a lot of hard edges and not a lot of soft stuff. So you can really hear the echo and the room sound. So what I'm going to do is go through my house and see if there's another area or another space that I could set up, maybe semi-permanently or even permanently, to keep my microphone in and also to keep it away from this computer, because this computer itself has a fan, and a lot of computers do have fans to keep them cool. So that's not ideal either. So to keep this in a separate room to my recording could be useful. But then if I am going to be working and online live with other people, I'll need to be on the computer so I can type and talk to them directly. So I've got a few things to manage here, a few things to work out. But I do actually have also, luckily enough, this computer, which is a MacBook Air, and that doesn't use a fan. Of course, though, it does. It could get hotter and it wouldn't last as long at the same speed because it's just not as powerful. So there's things to consider, elements to consider, and I need to either soundproof this room, which is a fairly big room really, because it's going to be expensive to get it soundproofed, or find another space. So let's go and look at other spaces. So a very, very common thing for people to use when they're doing voiceover, especially if it's a semi-permanent situation, is to find a cupboard. Now, I'm quite fortunate I've got this cupboard because it's not walk-in, but it's built-in. Only problem is, there's no wall between this. This backboard is the wall between here and the next room. And if there was any noise going on next door, it would pick up quite easily. But the good thing about it is, if we come in here, if I'm in here now, you can probably hear the difference even just through this camera microphone. It deadens the sound quite well. So this wouldn't be a bad place if I were to put the microphone and just push the clothes aside and maybe put something up here to deaden the sound at the top. That's not a bad space. That's actually quite good. As long as I could control the sound that was being made. And I wouldn't be careful not to knock things around. I have to make sure things are steady. But also right next to here is a window. And that's the road out there. I'm not sure if you can hear any cars. I can hear cars, and a microphone would certainly pick it up. So that's good for deadening sound and also setting up a mic quite quickly and running a lead to the computer somewhere else. But I'm going to look for other spaces because I don't think it's perfect, especially if I want it more permanently. This is a kind of nice room, but tiling, not very good. As you can hear in here, the echo, not perfect. Plus, you know, I mean, even if I did decorate this and put lots of tile, you know, padding everywhere, it's still going to be used for other things, so not ideal. One of the things I do have though, and I'm pretty fortunate to have, is this room here. As you can see, it's basically a storage cupboard for all my old bits and pieces. I've actually cleared it out a lot. It's not as full as it was, but I'm gonna try and get some of this stuff into storage somewhere else, and then maybe build a booth in here. This looks perfect for a booth, right? Perfect little voice booth position. So, watch this space. I think I'm gonna do something in here. In fact, I know I'm gonna do something in here. I'm gonna do something in here. This is gonna be my new permanent workstation voice booth, but first I need to move this stuff out and then find out how I can soundproof it. So I have taken out enough stuff that I can stand in here. Let's have a look. Checking out the space, and I guess I'm not quite sure which way I'll be facing just yet, but there is a window here, and even though it's double glazed, there is a road next door, so that is something I might have to put some blanketing in front of, because that could cause some issues with sound. As you can hear, it's now like a small echo chamber, so it's now like a small cave, and you can hear that slap back, the echo, very, you know, quite clearly. So this would have to be covered, and all these hard edges would have to be broken up, and I'm gonna have to get some sound panels. I mean, I could use like duvets and whatnot, but it's gonna be hard to really stick those up, and I'm wondering what the options are. So I'm gonna go to the store, to sound and music audio store, I'm not sure which one yet, I'll find it online and see what I can do, see what can be done, because this is a great space, and I think if I can set this up, I could leave the mic here permanently and just record when and where I needed to, and that would be ideal, because then I'm not constantly unpacking and packing things up, and you know, every time you move things around, they get a bit damaged and they get a little bit worn, and so to leave things set up permanently, there's more longevity to it, and also for ease and speed of use. Let's do it.
I didn't actually go through the process with you, but I did buy these panels, and now I've got to get them in the house, if I can get them out of the car first.
Okay, so it's a couple of days later since I went and bought the sound panels, and you can see my beard's growing out a bit more. It took me a little bit of time, and I'm not sharing the whole process because it actually it would have taken quite a long time. But essentially what's happened is these panels look like this. So you can see they're quite big, they're quite long, and they're very soft, and they don't catch dust. They don't hold on to dust, which is good, because if anyone has any allergies, things like that could often just capture dust and make you sneeze. In a vocal booth, that's not going to be useful. So what I've done, I've put some up here in between, underneath those boxes, and onto that rack there, literally just balanced. And then I've done the same over here. I put some duvets behind this one in front of the window there, and I've got my stand, my mic stand, attached down there, and I've put this in front. I've got a little table to put my books on. I've got a lamp here and a little portable lamp there. I'd like to cover this door because that's at the back and that's gonna create some sound. Obviously there's this wall and obviously this as well. So what I've done, I've got these hooks, these like kind of clips, and these hold it very well.
And then with these little hooks here, and so now I have my booth. I've got my pop shield attached here. I've got my microphone, which is movable. I can get a seat in here and bring this down. And it's that's the only little gap, but considering how good it sounds now, that's not a big problem at all. A tiny bit of that's fine. So this is perfect. And what I'm gonna do, now this is set up, you've already been listening to the audios, but I haven't yet recorded them as of this video. So what I'm gonna do is, I'm gonna set up my computer and a small audio interface, a little travel interface called the iRig Pro, and I'm gonna record all of the audio from this room, and it's set up. This is how I've done it, and I've improvised completely. Look, just these have just balanced in place. It costs around, I guess it costs between around 60 to 100 euros to get this many panels and to set it up as I have. There's different kinds of panels, the different thicknesses, the different textures and different shapes and sizes, so you've got to kind of figure out your space for yourself, and you've got to try to, you know, if you can, just do the best with what you have. I was very fortunate to have this little room, very fortunate. Not everyone's going to have that, but like we talked about with the closet, you could get maybe a couple of panels, like two of these or something, one at the top and one at the back, stick them on with double-sided tape, or hang them even on the coat hangers, and then you've got a little semi-permanent booth for yourself there. And remember, once you start getting paid for using your voice, once you start getting money, you can then afford to buy more equipment, better equipment, and maybe even build a better, more suitable home studio. Who knows? But you can start just within your closet, and this is still not a professional booth by any means, but I can do much better quality professional work in here.
New Nivea Whitening Cell Repair Lotion has 40 times more vitamin C that repairs the damage and brings back the fair skin you always had. Nivea, 100 years of skincare for life.
So I hope this video has been useful for you. You've got an idea about looking at spaces in your own home. You know, you've seen how I've found a space and utilized a space. I think the challenge now is to discover your own and find what works for you. Maybe it's a corner of a room, maybe it is a closet, maybe you do have a walk-in storage space like this. See what you can find. Maybe if you have to borrow someone else's, or if you've got a shed at the bottom of a garden, who knows? Have fun with it, and I will see you in the next video.